Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf chof tes. We're holding at the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. And the Mishnah now repeats a halacha that we've learned already two or three times over the last week or two. We've been focusing since the beginning of the Masechta on the Shavuos Bitoy, and we've mentioned Shavuos Shav, and now we're going to discuss Shavuos Shav directly. Ezi Shavuos Shav. What is the definition of Shavuos Shav? Nishba l'shanes is a yidu l'adam. Person makes a Shavuos, and in his Shavuos he is Mishana, he changes what is well known to the populace. Such as, Omar al-Omid shel Evan, you go and see a pillar of stone, and he says, Shehu shel Zav, that it's made out of gold. Ve'ala ish shehu isha, a man walking down the street, and he says, it's a woman. Ve'ala isha shehu ish, a woman's walking down the street, he says, it's a man. Yes, unfortunately, nowadays, things are not as clear-cut as they were years ago. But years ago, people knew what a man was, know what a woman was, etc. So all of these are definitions of shvua shav. What does the word shav over mean? It means over here that they are lies on delivery. At the time that the shvua is uttered, you see that what he's saying is a lie. It's not something like, I will eat, and then subsequently he doesn't eat. Or he says, I will not eat, and subsequently he does eat. Where the lie only happens in the future. Whether it's conscious, whether it's major or shaggy. Here we're talking about on delivery. As he's saying the shvua, everybody realizes, narishkayim, ridiculous. And that's why it's called not a shvua sheker, it's a shvua shav. It's just nonsense. Anybody that has a little bit of brain sees immediately that what he's saying is ridiculous.
It's interesting that the Mishnah gives both examples of ish shu isha, isha shu ish,
right.
But it doesn't say almod shel zahav shehu shel evan.
What do you say?
Any?
No learning that I'm aware of. Okay. But if you find something, please let us know. And we continue on. Nishbal dabashi efshel loy. You make a shvu on something which is absolutely impossible, such as imloy reisi gomel shapareich ba'aver. Person makes a shvu about a flying camel. Did you ever see a flying camel? Of course, it's impossible to have a flying camel. So if he starts making such a shvu, it's a shvu shav. It's ridiculous on delivery. Everybody realizes that is narish. The Gemara is going to say that the Lashon HaMishnah L'Choyra is v'nahapachu. It should say, Im ro'isi gomo shepareich ba'aver. I make a shvua if I saw a gomo shepareich ba'aver. That would be ridiculous. If a person makes a shvua that I didn't see a gomo shepareich ba'aver, I think all of us can make that type of shvua. Not only claim, but also make that utterance. We can go and make a vow that I never saw a gomush pareach b'av. And that's true. It's not a shvua shav. The Gemara is going to discuss that, Mir Tashem, as we get into the Gemara. V'im le re'isi nochen.
That we were koshish that the guy flew on a flying carpet, something like that.
The Gemara is going to not discuss that, but something similar. We're going to see Mir Tashem shortly. V'im le re'isi nochash ki koydes beis abad. If I didn't go and see a nochash, a shlang, a snake, like a Kurdish Beis Abad, as you know, is an olive press, or it's a wine press, Bad and Gittim. And it's talking about that the Nochosh is Kikoyra. Kikoyra is a beam. Beam is very, very heavy.
A boa conscriptor.
A boa conscriptor, okay.
Rubber, yeah.
So we're going to have further discussion about this. I know everybody's getting all tense. You think about snakes, you kind of get nervous. We're going to meet Shem, see about this shortly. And we continue weiter on a description of other categories of shvua shav. Omar li edim boyu vehiduni. I ask the edim, please come and say edis for me. And then they make a shvua shloi na'idech, a shvua that we will not go and say edis. Now this is not a shvua se'edis situation. In fact, the Mir Tashem, tomorrow we're starting a brand new parak, which appropriately is called shvua se'edis. That is not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about shvua shav. But didn't we just talk about Edis? Shvua se'edis is referring to that if a person asks Yankel, please, come and say Edis for me, and then he lies and says, I don't know any Edis for you. Of course you do. I'm telling you I don't. I'm willing to make even a shvua that I don't know Edis for you. But it's all a lie. And then after that, he changes his mind. He does vidui, confession. He says, I'm sorry, you're right, I didn't know Edis. At that point, you have a Shavuos Eidus situation, and he has to go and bring a carbon oil of a yard out Shavuos Eidus. Now, our Mishnah tells us, what about a situation, not that the person lied. He just said, emphatically, I'm not coming. You can stand on your head. He's not saying, I don't know Eidus for you. He just said, I'm not coming. What type of shvuah is that? That is a shvuah which is mavatal a mitzvah. Because the Torah says if you know Eidus, you're required to come and say the Eidus. Like it says in the Pasuk by Shvuas Eidus, Im lo yagid v'nosa avoinai. If you know Eidus and you refuse to share that Eidus, which is beneficial for someone, what happens is, v'nosa avoinai, you have an aveir. And since we already learned that Nishba levatel is a mitzvah, is a worthless, irrelevant shvua. So our...
That comes with a package. Thank you very much. That's the one problem with sitting there.
It's not a problem. Thank you very much. Once you become very good at it, you won't have to get up, you just have to turn around. But it's good. We don't want to be matriach you.
It's okay.
Anyway, so this is a shvur levatlas mitzvah. Shvur levatlas mitzvah is another form of shvur shav. And now the Mishnah gives us other examples of nishba levatlas mitzvah. For instance, shaloi lasoi sukkah, v'shaloi litoi lulav, v'shaloi laniach tefillin. The interesting thing is that the Mishnah uses the term shaloi lasoi sukkah, because after all, really it's shaloi leishe basukkah. Yeah, exactly. So some say that shaloi lasoi sukkah because it says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim Tasa Sukkos. That's not an exact quote, but it's something similar. Since the Pasuk says that you have to make a sukkah, so the Mishnah is just borrowing from the Lashon Hakra that talks about Asiya Sukkah, but that's what it really means. Not that it's a the late Shiva Sukkah. Others say it's talking about a person who lives all on his own, or in a shtetl where there are no other Jews and there are no other sukkahs. So by making a shvur that he's not going to make a sukkah, that means that he's not going to sit in the sukkah because there are no other sukkahs available for the next 100 miles or whatever. But anyway, the point is that he's nishba levatlas mitzvah, he's not sitting in a sukkah, he's not going to go and take a lulav, he's not going to put on tefillin. All of these are shvur shav because it's a nishba levatel es mitzvah, and therefore it's dead on arrival, dead on delivery. It's called a shvur shav. It's nonsense. You can't go and violate what says in the Torah. Thank you for looking it up. If you want to look at it,
right?
It would be either in Parshas Emor or you'd find it in Parshas Re'eh. Anyway, so continue. You want me to help you out on that, to give you a hand? Okay,
we'll see. About Korah.
About Korah. Okay, everybody's entitled to know that the parishes are where they are. After all, we lay these on Yom Tovim. So let's see if we can find this quickly. Okay, El Miyadi Hashem, Misha Suyoyim, Tabba Ben Yisrael, Ben Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. Doesn't seem to be here anymore. We'll take a quick look now in Parshas Re'eh. Probably won't find it either place, but we will at least attempt. Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim. Tasa, Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Since it says Tasa, therefore our Mishnah borrows that term. I'm not a Tasa Chag HaSukkos guy. Yeah, what's up there? Everything okay?
Tasa, isn't that referring to the festival, not specifically
exactly,
to building
exactly,
a
exactly,
tabernacle?
Exactly,
what
exactly.
You're saying is correct, the literal definition. However, the Mishnah is still borrowing that term vis-a-vis a person's sitting in a sukkah, and it says over here, I'm not gonna. It says I'm supposed to make the festival. I'm not gonna make the festival. I'm not gonna make the sukkah. I'm not gonna make the noy sukkah. I'm not gonna take the lulav. I'm not gonna do any of the foregoing.
The question that arises that
yes.
When I make a neder,
mm-hmm.
that, sure. that the neder that the sukkah is osur olai mm-hmm. is valid.
That is valid.
And correct. In the situation here, we are taking into account shaloi tase. We are worried about the outcome. How come by neder we are not worried about the outcome?
See, thank you. If you remember, we had this discussion a couple of days ago. And we explain the gavan chefter shkoyach. But what's the difference when you go and say all the sukkahs in the world are osur alai, that it's impossible for this individual to go and be mekayim sukkahs, and therefore that is on the no. Start again. When you're talking about the shvur, he's putting a shvur on himself, and I'm not going to sit in any sukkah in the world.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's a direct hit. His shvur is levatlas mitzvah. To go and say that a sukkah is osur alai, that doesn't violate his mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah.
That's
indirectly, he won't be able to sit in the sukkah because he asked for it. So this is more of like a grumma, and this is a direct hit. When he makes a shvur, he's saying, I am not going to sit in the sukkah. And you say that, he's a dvarim b'talim, Lo shirim le kayamin klalu. Klalu.
So here is the grammar.
The grammar, right. So here it's direct. Over there it's more of a grammar because he's not saying I won't sin the sukkah. He's just saying a sukkah is also a lie. So what happens that one now? I won't be able to. Oh, you won't be able to. You won't be able to kind of mitzvah. You're right. So then it's more of an indirect, not a direct hit. Brukhati. We're getting back to our Mishnah now. So what's the din by all of the foregoing Shvushav? So notice within Shvushav, we had a whole different bunch of definitions, if you will. Some which it's just stupidity, and an imbecile would go and say that Omid Shul Evan is Omid Shul Zov, and everybody knows that what he's saying is wrong. Or he talks about Dovah She'i Efsher, flying camels, or he's Nishma Levatos and Mitzvah. All of these are Shvushav. So what's the din by Shvushav? Shvushav, Zui Shvushav, Shechayovan Ozdoin Malkis. In other words, if he gets Hasra, when two Adam say, don't say that, because when you're saying that, you're going to be over the din of Shavuah Shav. Kilo yenaka Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Menake, Ava Bezen Shomata Menake. You're going to get Malkus. And he says, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. That's you get Mezimah. But she's also potter, but there is no parasha of the Ne'ala. We do have a parasha of Ne'ala by Shavuah Zbitoi. We have it by Shavuah Sa'edis, but we don't have it by Shavuah Shav. Therefore, there is no carbon oil of the yarid. There's also no carbon chatzis kavua because none of this relates to a kares. If chas v'shalom, a person will be oiver and iser of kares, b'meizid, then meshogi you bring a chatzis kavua. But that's none of this relates to kares. Right, the shvuah she'oichel kikuzu, shvuah sheloi oichlena. He makes a shvuah initially. I will eat this kikar. And then a minute later, or an hour later, a day later, he makes a shvuah that I will not eat the kikar. So the first shvuah is a typical, normal shvuah zbitoi, right? Shvuah she'oichal, sheloi oichal, lahara or lahetiv. So we say shvuah she'oichal kikuzu. If subsequently he violates that shvuah, what's going to happen then? So then if he violated mitahela because he forgot, he said that he's going to eat the kikar, and afterwards he forgot to eat the kikar, what's the din then? So if it's an elam, he has to bring a korban chatzis oil of yard. If he did it the mezid and they gave him hasra, then he would go and get malchus. So that's a rishon is a normal shvuah zbita. What about the shvuah shaloi eichlen? Says our mishnah, the shvuah shaloi eichlen is a shniya is shvuah shav. Why is it a shvuah shav? Says Rashi, because he's nishba levatel es hamitzvah. What mitzvah? Does the mitzvah to go and eat this kikar? And the answer is yes. When a person takes upon himself, he self-imposes a new requirement that I'm going to eat the kikar, he has to keep that requirement. If he's going to violate it, it can be even leyachel devaroi, and depending on whether shvuah shav, shvuah sheker, we had psukim earlier in the Gemara. So therefore, it's like a brand new mitzvah he took upon himself. By making this shvuah shleichlena, he's now nishba levatel es hamitzvah. Therefore, it has the status of a shvuah shav. What's the din now? Ochla. He has now two competing shvuahs. One shvuah is that I will eat the kikar. The other one is a shvuah that I won't eat the kikar. Zok the Mishnah. Achla, if he does eat the kikar, so he's makayim his shvuah's bitoy, but he now violates his shvuah shav. We're going to see in the Gemara, really you don't have to wait until achla. As soon as he made the shvuah shav, he was already oiver. But the Mishnah just wants to tell you the difference between achla and loyachla. Achla of a shvuah shav, loyachla if he didn't eat, so now he was quote-unquote makayim his shvuah shav, but he was of our shvuah's bitoy, because his shvuah's bitoy was that he would eat. And he didn't eat. So if it was with a helem, he'll bring his carbon oil to the yard. If instead it was the mezid with asra, he's going to go and get malchus. Yes.
We explained this to echlen, means I will not eat the entire kikar.
Right.
Shvuah she'ochel kikar zu, I will eat a kazayis of this. Shlo echlena means I won't eat the entire kikar. So if a person eats half of a loaf, having out of these two things, he's actually been mekayim both. Because he's eaten from it, and he's not eating the entire thing. So why is the second one shvuah shav? It's basically saying, I'm going to eat from it, but not the whole thing.
I hear you. We'll have to look in the Mefarshim, maybe the Lashon of the Mishnah, Lav Dafka. The purpose of the Mishnah was that the two contradict each other.
Contend with each other, but they really don't.
You can find an eitzah, then the choyer this wouldn't shtet.
Exactly.
It's a very, very good question. One would have to look up the Mefarshim and see how they explain this in light of yesterday's Gemara that there's a difference between Oichal and Oichlena. Very good point. Please, Nate, if I find anything, I'll let you know. So getting back to earlier on in the Mishnah, beginning of the Mishnah, we said about Al Omid Shul Evan, Shehu Shel Zov, and Ishehu Isha, etc., etc. says Ula Omar Ula, when does it get the status of Shvuah Shav? That anybody and everybody, although the Gemara uses the term Gim Bnei Adam, really means that it's Mufursim, that developed people generally know that this is Evan and this is not Zohar. And therefore, if at least three people know, the assumption is that everybody knows, and that what he's saying is just stam ridiculous, stam nonsense. And then the status of a Shvuah Shav. What happens if it's only Nicker to two Bnei Adam? Our Gemara doesn't address that. However, if you remember, we had this already back on Chof Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara said that if three people recognize that this is nonsense, then it's a Shvuah Shav. If only two people recognize, then it has a din of a Shvuas Sheker. So what's enough commitment between a Shvuah Shav and Shvuah Sheker? If you want to go and give the person Malkus and give him Hasra, you have to quote the right Pasuk. That's what we had back on Chof Hey Amid Beis. Right, the Nishmol Davashi Yevshaloi in Le'ri'isin Gomu Periach Ba'adu. Dr. Yimara, it's interesting. So we pointed this out already when we learned the Mishnah. That if a person were to go and swear and say, I saw yesterday a flying camel, since this is a Dovah She'i Efsher, it's nonsense. It's a Shvuah Shav. But he didn't say, Re'isi Gomu Perech. He said, I make a Shvuah im Loi Re'isi Gomu Perech. So everybody should go and clap and say that that was a fine Shvuah. I also didn't see. I could also make a Shvuah. So what's the lashon of the Mishnah that it's a shvuah she'i efshalai? Zokt Abaya, Abaya Omar Tni. You're right, and therefore make a small emendation. After we make a change on the oichel and oichlena, we're going to make a shvuah another change. Shvuah she'i'isi, not shvuah she'i'isi. Just take out one word shalai. Then it's very easy. What's the shvuah she'i efshalai? Imreisi. That's the easy text. Rav Omar, no. In other words, this person, for instance, is having a dialogue with his friend. It starts getting a little bit heated. It goes from a dialogue now to an argument. Soon from the argument, they're soon going to become bitter enemies. Anyways, I'm sorry? Yeah, they're going to soon have a fist fight. But, so Yankel says to Beryl, Yankel, don't tell me any nonsense. You saw camels flying in the air. Come on, that is ridiculous. He says, I am so convinced that I saw a flying camel, I'm willing to make an emphatic neder, a koinem, not to eat any more peiros ba'olam. Now, peiros doesn't just mean bananas and oranges and apples. Peiros means tavua as well. Tavua as well means he's not going to eat basically any food, even bread, gunish. I'm answering all food items on me, im loy re'isi, if I didn't see a gomel pereach ba'aver. In other words, I am so emphatic that I saw it, I'm willing to take upon myself such a neder, that I'm not going to eat anything more if I didn't see this gomel pereach ba'aver. This type of neder says, our Mishnah, I'm sorry?
So we have some a modern parallel in a sense. People claiming they see flying saucers.
Well,
very similar to the flying camel.
Very often they are seeing it, and it's not just...
They might see something, but they don't know for sure what it is.
Right, in New Jersey, right?
In New Jersey, about a year ago, they were seeing hundreds of drones, and the government said, we know, we don't know, we're going to investigate, we're going to find out. We'll find out the results of the investigation another 5 years from now. But anyway, you're right. Nowadays, there are things like that, but... I don't think
people believe all this about Europe, but people on both sides believe one way or the other.
Okay, well, we're talking about a situation.
The same in two with a false oath, the same is a man or woman. You have all this dispute. It's heard people claim that some men or women.
Yeah, well, nowadays things are, been a hapachol. But years ago, when people were intelligent and they had brains, well, if they met Trump, they.
On the other side, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to. Our Gemara. So Gemara says, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, says Rava, that he made a neder to which he attached this statement. He's trying to emphasize how convinced he is that he actually saw a flying camel. He says, I'm willing to go and ask all food on me if I didn't see that flying camel. Says our Mishnah, it's all ridiculous because there's no such thing as flying camels, and therefore it's a Shvuah Shav, and he can start eating as soon as he wants to eat all the perish of oil. What happens to him if he said it amazing and they were hate them with Asra, then he would go and get Betchwar, get Malkus. Exactly. There would not be a case of a
Hashem
exactly right.
However, it's a Lashon Neder, as you pointed out.
Okay, so?
So it's not Lashon Shvua. All right. So. It's a different...
Okay, we have another Issa of Liachal Dvorah.
Okay.
Whichever Issa you want to look at, your Oyvan Issa. So Zokti Gemara, Omli Ravina L'Rashi. So that's the end of that discussion. Abaye V'Rova, how do you explain the Mishnah? But now the Gemara asks a more basic question. Omli Ravina L'Rashi. V'dilma ha'gavra tzipoyra rabba chozi v'asikle shmo gamla. The Gemara is saying is what he really saw was a lamoshal, a very large eagle that was flying. It really looked majestic and very, very big. And this person looked upon this and said, you know what? This looks like a large camel. And therefore he himself started calling it a camel. And now when he is making a shvua that I didn't see this flying camel, what he really was referring to was a vulture or an eagle or some other very large bird, and he coined the term for himself, a flying camel. So why do you say automatically that the shvua shav? Why don't we say, don't look at his mouth, what he said, look into his mind. And maybe the mindset of this individual was that this, when he said flying camel, he meant really this flying vulture, this flying huge bird. And therefore, if that's the case, it could be that it was a valid shvua. I'm sorry, not Nishal's Kuzma, he gave it the name. The Gemara is going to give another example of that in another moment. So the Gemara
could be a poet, perhaps.
He's a poet.
He could be a poet and looks at the world in metaphoric terms.
Very good, very good. So the point of the Gemara is, how do you know that when you are judging the case of whether something is a shvur shav or not, to go and give a malchus is based on his path? On what he utters, maybe you have to look into his mind.
Ain't so flat. And you can always ask that. Did he really mean what he
said? So let's talk to see our Gemara. The Gemara is now going to give the response that you're now giving it. The Chitainim, maybe you're going to go and say, Basa Pumi Yazlina, Vule Yazlina, Basa Daite. The whole Indian of Ishvua is like, Kisavate Lishova Bisfasayim. He goes and mavate with his lips. So you look at what he says and not what he has in mind. Maybe that's the answer. Ignore what the person has in mind. I don't care what he... Dvarim shubalev einam dvarim. It makes no difference. I only look strictly at what he says. Is that really true? But Tanya, we have a braisa. Kishamashbiyan oisai. Oimrim loy haviyadeh shaloy aldatcha onamashbiyan oischa. El aldatena vialdas bezdin. When a person is making a shvua that the Bezdin requires him to make, what would be a shvua? Rashi called it a shvua's hadayon. We're going to have this a little bit later on into the next parak. What means a shvua's hadayon? Shvua's hadayon is, for instance, he's a moed b'miktsas. Or you could have it by a pikodoin, where a person denies it. Adol him yavid varshneim. When he has to make a shvua. Anyway, a shvua that the dayonim forced the person to make. And we tell him in advance, Mister, you're making now a shvua which is required by the Dionim based on what it says in the Torah, and have a day, you should know. We don't care what you think in your mind when you're making the shvua. We're only going to measure and listen to what you're saying, not what you have in mind. So if you want to have something in mind other than what you want to say, say it, or whatever you have in mind is worthless. So that being the case, that would answer our question. So the Gemara is saying is, we only go after his mouth. We don't go after his das. But Tanya, you see from that braisa that the Bezin is concerned that his das may be different than what he is saying. So when you have a shvus adiyanim, the Bezin says to him, whatever you have in mind is worthless. Whatever is binding is what you're going to go and say. But that's only b'shvua sadiyanim. Here is a person that makes a shvua on his own. No dayan required him to make a shvua, but rather, one day in the middle of this heated argument, he makes a statement, Kol peshamon walai im leir isi gomol perea baber. Oh, and now we're saying, maybe what he had in mind was this huge bird that to him appeared to be a camel, or even if it didn't, but he gave it the name camel. So therefore, maybe it is a good shvua after all. And that's the reason why the Bezin has to negate his kavana and his machshava by saying, loyal da'atcha. But that only works in the shvua sadiyonim, not where the person is making the shvua on his own volition. So maybe it was a good shvua, and he was referring to this, what he calls a gomel. So tomorrow, my time, why do we say to him, Oymrim loy. My time alam misham diamina dilma is kundri yohivlay va'asik lehu shma zuzi. You have to add the word shma. What does that mean? Rashi says iskundri means small pieces of wood, small little nothing. Chatichos eitz ketanoi shemasachikim behem. It's almost like dice or marble.
Tokens or chips.
Whatever, chips.
Poker chips.
What? Poker chips, fine. That people play with. Perhaps children, maybe even adults that have nothing to do all day. They go and play with things like that. So these people, the real term in Aramaic is called iskundri. But when he would go and play these chips, he would refer to it as money. Oh, bring over the zuzi. Bring over the zuzi. Ah, and therefore the
zuzi.
Yes.
The chikamishtaba adaita the day kamishtaba. So that's the reason why we have to give him that warning prior to his making the shvuah, because maybe when he's going to say, "I gave him the zuzi," what he really gave him was the iskundri. He gave him these wooden chips, which was worth a nickel, maybe worth less than that. But he calls it zuzi, and therefore he is saying, "I made a valid shvuah. My shvuah was that I gave him the zuzi. I gave him the $200. It wasn't $200. It was maybe 200 little chips, whatever it was." So the point of the Gemara is, you're saying that we do not look at his das. We only look at his pet. I see from that other Gemara, from that other price, that we do look at his das. And from the look, no. We always discount what the person had in mind, and we say, that's worthless. Remember, Ariel was very emphatic about 5 minutes ago. The English Dover Soif, he can always say, "I thought, I meant, blah, 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 blah." We have to look at what he says and not what's in his mind. So why did we go and say, "Oymim loy have yedesh loy al datcha"? There it's not because what he had in his mind, but rather what he actually said. What did he say? So Rashi brings, our Gemara doesn't go into the details, but Rashi brings the details from another Gemara, that what happened, there was a, what is this Gemara here? What happened over there? Reuven says to Shimon, "Don't you remember I gave you $100 as a pikadon, and you were supposed to give it back to me?" So Shimon says, "I gave it back to you. Don't you remember I gave it back to you? I gave it back to you a while ago." "Really? I make a shvuah." What? And once he makes a shvuah, now he's off the hook. However, it turns out, how did he give him back the money? Because Reuven, for instance, was limping a little bit, and he had a cane. So Shimon said, "I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to give you a new cane, or give me that cane, I'll give it back to you."
He gets up to the witness to make the shua, when he gets up to make the shua in front of Bezdin.
We're not ready yet. Yeah. We're not there yet. Yeah. We're not there yet. I know you're very excited and it very well.
Famous story.
Yeah, okay, well, let's hear the full details. See, what Shimon did, he took a cane, his own cane, somebody else's cane, and he hollowed it out and took out some of the innards, and he put into it the $100. Then he closed up the cane, and he hands it over to Reuven. "Reuven, now you have a cane. Oh yeah, it works nicely." Blah, blah, blah. So now when Shimon gets on the witness stand, and we say, "Make a shvuah vis-a-vis, did you pay him the $100 or not?" "Of course I paid him the $100. I gave it to him, sure I gave it." He did give it to him, it was inside the cane.
But he didn't
realize it was inside the cane. So therefore, that's why the Bezdin said, "I'm afraid that somebody's going to say these words, and he's fooling, deceiving all of us," because he didn't really give it to him in terms of payment, but rather he gave it to him hidden inside this cane. And of course, after the din Torah was over, he asked him to give him the cane back.
It was a kenunya.
Very good.
What happened?
Or I thought you were going to go and say, "Lo yiyasa kain bim kaimena." We don't do things like that in our market. Anyway, so to thwart this possibility, the Bezdin now instituted this new policy. When anybody makes a shvuah, we say to him, "Don't try to deceive us by saying that you hid the money inside the cane and I gave him the money, etc." Says Rashi, we are going after Pumi, after his mouth. What he said on the surface is true. I gave him back the $100. But it was hidden inside the cane. The guy didn't even realize the money was there. And in fact, after the Torah was over, Shimon said to Reuven, "Okay, can I get my cane back? You lost the Torah. I gave you the cane temporarily. I want it back." And he gave it to him back.
No, Shimon got so angry, he took the cane and he smashed it, and the coin spilled out. That's how it was discovered. That was the end of the story.
Very good. Beautiful. But therefore, the point of our Gemara is not to go and say that I look into the person's mind, but rather I look at his speech and I tell him what you said on the surface is true, but the underlying it it was false in the sense that it was hidden inside this cake. So lo yaldatcha el aldatein el aldaspet. Thank you for reminding us of the bitter conclusion of that story.
He's so angry.
Yes, and should have been angry. Okay, Zokti Morbaita, Toshima. So, bottom line is, we have no raya from that braisa at the masa kandidarach. But let's try to bring another raya that we do look into a person's mind, and therefore it's very important. Toshima v'chein matzina, we see similarly, kishib yudbiya moisha es Yisrael. Now, when is this talking about? This is in Parshas. Kisavai, all the way at the end, when you have the brachas and the klalis right before the end of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Lo yitchem levadchem anoichi kiris abris azoyis ki es ashiyesh nepoi ve es asher nenu poi." And the Gemara says, "What means lo yitchem levadchem? Not like it's in your hearts, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Om lehen deu shloy al datchem ani mashbi eschem. I'm not going to be mashbi you that you're going to join and adhere to the Torah and adhere to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not going to be mashbia al datchem, what you have in your mind, al das al mokim al dati, based on what the Rabbeinu Shalom has in das, and what I have in mind." So now the question is, v'amai, what's the problem over here? After all, we see from this that we do look into a person's mind. It's not just based on a person's pet, on a person's say-so. Oh, so that being the case, nochmu, we get back to our Gomel Perech. Why are you telling me this is a shvur shav? Maybe this is an emes shvur. Aye, there's no such thing as a flying camel. It was a flying large bird, like an eagle or whatever. And he coined the name of this eagle, and he could have said, "I saw an elephant flying," but rather he said, "I saw a gomel, a camel flying," and maybe he's telling the truth. And it's not a shvur shav. So you see from Moshe Rabbeinu's warning to them, lo yaldatchem, but rather aldati, aldas amokim, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, normally you would look into a person's mind, not only to his pet. And now the Gemara gives a number of other ways that we could have avoided all of this, that you don't have to worry about what he has in mind. Let him just go and say, make a shvur that kaimu maida omar elika. Whatever the Rabbi Yishalem says and said, you're going to be mekayim. Why wouldn't that be enough? Why does he have to go and say, isn't it possible because of the fact that if Moshe Rabbeinu say, everybody in unison, make a shvur mekayim whatever Elika says, maybe some people are going to have in mind, we mean the Avodah Zarah, we mean the Baal, the Markulius, or whatever other Avodah Zarah, and when we hear the word Elikah, that's what we're going to have in mind. We're not going to have in mind the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're going to have in mind Yena Shtik Avodah Zarah. And that being the case, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and say, because you see that you do rechenzach with what the person has in his mind. So tomorrow, no, that's not the reason. Normally you don't look at the das. You look only at the pair, what the person says. The reason over here, you have to say, because the word Eliyah doesn't necessarily only mean the Rabbeinu Shalom. The word Eliyah can refer also to the Getchkes. Where do we find that? I don't know why the Gemara brought this pasuk. They could bring a pasuk from the Aseret Dibros. So you see, Elihim Acherim, Elihim is referring to the Avodah Zarah. So they could say that when we made the shvur that when Mekayim, whatever the Eliyah said, we don't mean the Rabbeinu Shalom, we mean this trek, we mean this the Avodah Zarah. Ah, so that's why you have to go and say, Shlei al datchem, the al dat, barav al dasamokim, al dati, because the peh was fine, but the mind was not good. Frank Demara, to avoid this issue, v'leim lehu, why didn't he just say, Moshe Rabbeinu could have been mashbi of them, kain mutoyre, Torah is not susceptible to other interpretations. Go make a shvur that you're going to mekayim the Torah, and then we don't need shvur al datchem. Says, well, that would not be a good formula, because chod the Torah, then it's mashm only one Torah. And we have two Torahs. What two Torahs do we have? Says Rashi. We have Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh. And since we want to mekayim everything, so that's why it wouldn't be enough to go and say, make a shvur you mekayim the Torah. Shtei avalei mekayimu shtei Torahs. Fine. Let Klal Yisrael go and make a shvur, Moshe Rabbeinu should be mashbia them, then you're going to be kind both Torahs. So Gemara, two Torahs doesn't do the trick, because in the Torah, when it refers to the parsha of Chatas and the parsha of Oshem, it says in the Torah, Zoyis Torahs Achatas, or Zoyis Torahs Oshem. So it could be, if you would say, Moshe Beinu would be Mashbiah, that we have to Makayim the two Torahs, the guys are going to say, oh, I'll be Makayim the Torahs. Whenever I bring a Karm Chatas, Karm and Oshem, I'll make sure I will do it perfectly. So therefore, that doesn't work. So I have another formulation that Moshe Rabbeinu say, I'm Mashbiah you, that you're going to be Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Says Yimor, that doesn't do the trick, because then they will have in mind that they will just not go and do Avodas Chacham. They won't do Avodah Zarah. Well, how does that help? The Omamar, Chamur Avodas Chacham, Shekola Koifer Ba, whoever is Koifer Ba Avodah Zarah, Kimoy the B'chol HaTorah Kula. And so therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabboisa, you're all going to be Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, some of the people might have thought to themselves, sure, I'm not going to do Avodah Zarah. And therefore, says the Gemara, but I might be over on everything else. Just, Avodah Zarah, I'm going to be very, very careful, very scrupulous. I won't even get close to a church. I'll stay far away. However, on everything else, I'm going to eat al chazarayin, and I'm going to chas v'shalom, I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur, not put on tefillin, and so on and so forth.
Kimu is the lashon of a maise. Koifer moide is a lashon or of a dibur, though. So
and therefore,
so kimu to say kimu is to fulfill the Torah through actions. Being koifer and moide is more of a dibur, mental exercise. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's not on the same level.
Yeah, I agree.
If you say kimu, are you going to fulfill it? Are you going to fulfill it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but koifer is it doesn't say koifer is like you mekayim kol. If you're koifer of Avodah Zarah, you're mekayim the Torah. You're moide to the Torah. Mm-hmm. So the koifer doesn't rise to the kium. Mm-hmm. It just is a moide.
It's a disconnect. What you're saying is that the Lashon is not totally parallel. It's a little bit apples and oranges. But that's the Kavan of the Gemara, okay. That he means when he says Mekayim, that he's not only going to fulfill.
Good enough. Kofer Avodah Zarah is good enough.
Exactly. Break the Gemara. Okay, so let's put aside now Torah. Let's talk of Vilei Melahu. Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Mashbiah Klal Yisrael. Kayim Mitzvah. You're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Timura, Kaim of Mitzvah doesn't do the trick, because then Chodah Mitzvah, Kaim, they're going to be Chodah Mitzvah. There might be only one Mitzvah out of the Tariq Mitzvah. You're right, okay. Kaim of Mitzvahs, he's Mashbiah, then you're going to be Kaim of Mitzvahs.
Yes, the Kim.
So Timura, Vaita, Tarti, that would mean two Mitzvahs. Okay, you be Mekayim, Kol of Mitzvahs, Kulan. Says Timura, he might go and just be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Tiamamash, Kol of Mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Kenega, Kol of Mitzvahs, Kulan. Why is Tzitzis, Shokel, Kenega, Mitzvahs, Kulan? So we all learned when we were little kids, Rashi brings it on Chumash, Rashi brings it over here, because the gematria of the word tzitzis, tzadik, yud, tov, tzadik and yud is 100, tzadik and yud is 100, 200, and tov is 400, is 600. In addition to that, we have the 8 strands that come down, and the 5 knots, 8 plus 5 is 13, plus 600, 613 mitzvahs. So therefore, whoever goes and with tzitzis every day, he's Mekayim, and Rashi adds, like it says in the Torah, we say it in the third parash of Krishna, Uschartem eis kol mitzvahs Hashem vasisem oisam. So when you put on tzitzis, it is considered to be corresponding to kol mitzvahs Hashem. And the gematria all works out very nicely. Says Ukti Mara, if Moshe Beinu would say, you're going to Mekayim kol mitzvahs, he would say, yeah, Mekayim, he has in mind, he's going to Mekayim the tzitzis. Frekti Mara Velemelu, Kaimu sheish meyos ushloish esrei mitzvahs. He could say very, very directly.
Spell it out.
Exactly. Raboisai, make a shvua that you're going to be Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Let me ask you a question. Besides trying to answer that question.
613.
Yeah.
Come up with.
How do you get to 613?
Well, no, we have 613, but there's a question whether it's. Was it 613? How we derive it, whether it's actually 613, or. But here's the proof that it's.
Proof positive 613. Elsewhere, the Gemara says that Torah Tzivulano Moshe, Torah is Begimachi 611, and the first two mitzvahs of the Aser Sedib is a good report he said himself, so therefore you have the 2 plus the 611 is 613. Then other Gemara say this is 365 Lavin, 248 S's. If you add 365 to 248, you also get 613. Anyway, but the Masa says, so that would have been another good formulation, 613. Before I even try to attempt to answer your point, for the Tamach, Leimulhu Aldati, Aldasa Mokum Lomli. What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say? The two, the double Lashon. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's being Mashbia. He should say, not what you have in your mind, but what I have in my mind. So therefore, what you're saying, don't say, well, I thought when I said Mekayim Kolam Mitzis, I really meant Tzitzis. Mister, don't try to play games. You are doing it based on what I am thinking. What I'm thinking is the full 613 mitzvahs, not tzitzis and not avodah zarah and not teiras hashem and teiras chatas, etc. So what do you have to say? Al dasa mokum lamali, or vice versa. Let him just say al dasa mokum. What do you have to say? Al dati lamali. Now it says the Gemara, kech leitevika hafara lishvu asayu. This is unrelated to the masa of looking the person's mind and what he's thinking, what he's saying. No. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said that's al dati v'al dasa mokayim is that you shouldn't be able to be matir your shvuah. What do you mean you can't be matir your shvuah? Because we've had already before, and neider shahuder al das rabim ein loy hafara. It's really ein loy hatara, but the Gemara is a little bit lax when it makes hatara, because the father is really always referring to the baal or to the father, not to bez. Bez is matir and not mefer. Okay, but you find that throughout Mesechtes Nidar. Anyway, so the point of all this, once you're madir al das rabim, ein lo hatara, you can't be matirit, and therefore that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, if you were just making your own individual shvua, then you'd be able to go to your local ruv and say, I decided that 613 mitzvahs is just too much for me. I can't take it, you know. Every single minute of the day I have to worry about this and worry about that. I can't do it anymore. So you try to be matinator. That's why I'm saying it's al dati, al das amokim, that you cannot be made for, because it's now a neder shehuder al das rab. It becomes irrevocable, you cannot go and pull the plug on it. Sorry, nothing to talk about. So therefore, this whole last 20 lines has nothing to do with what the person has in his mind or what he says in his path, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this is an irrevocable type of shvua, so that's the shvua that you're accepting upon yourself. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara Vayta, we talked about the Nochash Kekoris Beis Habat. And on the surface, we're talking about a very, very big serpent, which is similar to a koira, like a beam that is used in the presses. Frank Timura, Veloy, are you telling me this is a Dover Shi'i Efsher? Well, who don't you remember the Havad Bishnei Shavar Malka in the times of Shavar HaMelech? Havachad, there was one big, huge snake, the Achzik Tleser Urvisa Tivna, that was able to go and eat 13 Urvisa. Urvisa is like a barn or a stable. A stable is where you keep your horses. And he was able to eat 13 stable folds of Tevin of straw. That's how big it was, and that's how big his constitution was. He was able to eat huge, huge amounts. And so therefore the Gemara is assuming that it had therefore the same volume, the same size as a Nochash Kikoris Beis Habat. That being the case, why are you telling me automatically there's a Shavua Shav? In Shavar Malka's time, we have documented there was a snake that was so large, even larger than the Kikoris Beis Habat, large enough to go and eat 13 stablefolds of tev and of straw. Shmuel says, you're 100% right. We're not talking about the size of the snake, but we're talking about the fact that the snake was toruf. The vos meant toruf. Rashi says, as Rashi referred to it, toruf. How do you call it? Sheish by charitzim. Kachreisi nochosh minumar. Minumar means normally speckled or spotted. As Yimor is going to ask in a moment, all of our snakes are spotted and speckled. Did you ever see a snake which is totally green or totally blue? Every snake has little speckles and stuff on it. Yes. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. But the ikar of the Rashi is sheish by charitzim. Charitzim means it has like carved in indentations, grooves, in furrows inside the back of the snake. We'll see that in a moment. And apparently that's the way they made at that time, perhaps even today, the beams that are used in the Beis Habad in the presses, that they also have such grooves in them when you're lowering them and picking them up and using them to go and press your produce over there. So says the Gemara, Shmuel, it's Tumat Betarif, that the snake had such indentations. If you look at snakes, all of them have these types of indentations that you're talking about. Says Gemara, no. Shigabai Torif. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that the indentations that you normally find in a snake are around groinoi. Groinoi means around the neck, around the throat area. And in fact, if you've ever held a snake, you'll see that the snake moves its head back and forth very conveniently around the groin area where the head of the snake ends, and it moves back and forth, and then you see taka little indentations, because when it extends its head, how does it extend? It's not taut flesh over there or taut skin, but rather it's indented in such a way that he can move the head back and forth, and that's why you got to be careful. If it's a poisonous snake, chas v'shalom, it shouldn't go and bite you. Anyway, so those types of indentations are only around the neck area. You don't have it throughout the back of the snake, or at least even if you have, they're certainly not comparable to the ones of the indentations that you normally find in these large koydus beis habad. So therefore, when he makes that type of shvua, you see that the shvua is shvua shav. It's just nonsense. Finally, shvua shoichel kikazu shvua shloi oichlem. So to Yomara. So when we let's go just back to the Mishnah just for a second to remember the structure here. Shvua shoichel. I'm going to eat this kikazu, and then I made a shvua shloi oichlem. Harishoyin shvua is bitter. Regular shvua is bitter, that I'm going to eat this kikar. He has to eat it. If he doesn't eat it, he's going to get either a carbon or the vioided, or if he's to be amazing, he's going to go and get makas. Okay, so Rishoyin shvua is bitter. Hashmiya, the second one, is a shvua shav. Why is a shvua shav, says Rashi? Because he's nishba levatel es hamitzah. Once he took upon himself that I'm going to eat it, he cannot go and make a shvua that I'm not going to. So it's like any other nishba levatel es hamitzah, like to eat in a sukkah, to go and take a lulav, to put on tefillin, all of that nishvah, if it has the status of a shvua shav. And therefore, ochle, if he ate it of a shvua shav, then he was violated the shvua shav, because the shvua shav was that I'm not going to go and eat, and here he did eat. And faket, leyochle, if he didn't eat, then of a shvua bitri, because the shvua bitri was that he will eat. If he doesn't eat, then he was violated shvua bitri. Ah, so zokti gemara yet. Hashta mishum shvuas bitui mechayiv. In that latter case, when what? When he said, "I'm going to eat," and loy achli, he didn't eat. So you're telling me this mechuyvan shvuas bitui mishum shvuas shav loy mechayiv. Hariyotasa shvua lashav. Putting aside whether he ate or whether he didn't eat, he should certainly be over on shvuas shav.
Because he said the shvua and
levatel is a mitzvah. So at the time of the utterance, he was already over. So it's really not negeya whether he did eat or didn't eat. He should always be chayv on the shvuas shav. What he means to say is, going back to the Mishnah, if he's ochla, if he ate it, at least he was makayim his shvuas bitri. Nothing wrong with his shvuas bitri. He made a shvua that I'm going to eat, and he ate. So there's no shvuas bitri issue. There's only the shvua shav for which he's going to have to get punished. However, loy ochla, then he's over even on the shvuas bitri. Not only the shvua shav because he made this false utterance, but also because of the fact that he was not makayim his shvua that he was going to go and eat. So since he was not makayim his shvua, so he'll be over also on shvuas bitri on both. Zokta mishtabait. Shvuas bitui noyheges ba'anoshim ubenoshim b'kroivim b'rechoikim b'ksherim b'psulim, etc. What's the reason why we would have assumed otherwise? A shvuah is a shvuah. You don't have to have a Mishnah mitzvah Shabbos noyig ba'anoshim ubenoshim b'kroivim b'rechoikim. Everybody knows the Shabbos is for everybody. So why shouldn't the shvuah bitui be for everybody? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So Rashi points out, if you take a quick look here on Lamed Omed Aleph, the first Mishnah of tomorrow's daf, and the first Mishnah of the next perek, Shavuos Eidus noyheges ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim, b'rechoike v'loy b'krayim, b'ksherim v'loy b'psulim, because the Shavuos Eidus, by definition, means a person who is ro'oi l'hoid, he is fit, suitable to go and say Eidus, and he denies that he knows Eidus, and he swears falsely that he knows no Eidus, so that's only ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim, not b'krayim. So our Mishnah, therefore, to negate that Mishnah says, Shavuos Bitui, the floodgates are open, it applies to everybody. It applies to men and to women, and to Kroivim and Rechoikim, and Kishoyim and Pesulim, and Bifnei Bezim, Shalai Bifnei Bezim. A person here in the Vabashil, in the Ezra's Noshim of Rabbi Fuhan, Shul can go and make a Shavuah right now, that Oichal or Loi Oichal, it will be an effective shvuah. Make sure you don't violate it. Even though Shloi Bifnei Bezdin, he's doing it. He can do it in the privacy of his home. And it can even be Mipi Atzmoi. You don't need to come on to other people being Mashbiya you. You make the shvua yourself. Now, about a shvua mipi acherim that others are being mashbia you, we're going to go and discuss that in greater detail in the Gemara. But in the meantime, our Mishnah tells us that the shvua is bitoy. It's talking about bimpi atzmai. He makes a shvua on his own volition. Nobody said make a shvua kach v'kach, but rather on his own. He stood up one morning and said, I make a shvua today that I will eat or that I won't eat, or whatever his shvua is. And as we've said from the very beginning of Masechta, and as we've already said three times today, if you had two Eidim with Hasra and say, don't make that shvua, or make sure you'll be Mekayim at the time that he wants to go and eat and violate a shvua, when he made a shvua not to eat, we tell him, you better eat. And because and then we'd have a question whether it's a Sofik and whether or not he has still till the end of the day. Anyway, but putting all of that aside, assuming that we had a full-fledged shvua, and at the same time we had Meiz and Nasra, then what's the din? He gets Makis. And Vashi Gosef was Vanella, was Carmen Oilaviyad. Next, that's a shvua's beater. Shvua Shav, again, also the Hegel Banoshim, Banoshim, Rechoykim, Krayden. The definition of shvua Shav we went through in detail on the Omid Aleph. So what's it in? Everybody's included. B'ksherim b'psulim, b'fnei bezin, v'shloi b'fnei bezin, o mipi atzmai. So therefore, all of the dinim that apply to shvuas bitoy apply to a shvuas shav, same thing. However, here chayav al zayin makis, v'ashigigasa potur. Why on the nelam are you potur? Because the Torah only gave the din of karmen oil of yoyed by a shvuas bitoy and by a shvuas o'edis, but not by a shvuas shav. So if a person says, upon an Evan that it happens to be Zov, Ish, Isha, all, or he's Mavatala Mitzvah, that I'm not going to go and put on Tefillin. All those things that we said back in the Amid Aleph, it's a Shvua Shav, and if you did it B'Shogeg, you're Potter. There is no Kapara of bringing any type of carpet. Now, Achazu, the Achazu, Hamushba Mipi Acherim is Chayef. What means Mashbiya Pi Acherim? Somebody else comes over to you and says, I want you to go and make a Shvua, and then you respond in kind. That's a mujmah pi acherim, and then you're chayiv. And the Mishnah gives examples of what we have in mind. He, for instance, says to the other guy, I want you to make a shvua legabe, eating and not eating. So, in fact, the aleph that you see over here is the bach and says, keitzad, give me an example, mujmah pi acherim. You say, loy achalti hayoyim. This individual, Yankel Smith, says, I did not eat today. I have not put on tefillin, hopefully, yet today. Now the other person says, is what you're telling me, is this true? I make you make a shvua. In other words, the Yankel Smith doesn't have to use the word shvua. Beryl says to him, I'm now an administering a shvua to you about lo yechalti or lo heinachti tefillin. The Omer Omen, he says, Amen. Then he is chayav. Then it's considered to be as if he himself made the shvua himself. Where does this all come from? This comes from the parasha of Soita. Because it says in the pasuk, v'yishbiyah ha-koyin oisah b'shvua. So Allah, the koyin, has a duty to go and be mashbiyah, this woman, im sotis, im loy sotis. And when she says, is v'omra isha amen, amen. So I see from that she doesn't have to utter the word shvua. Once she says amen, it's as if she made the shvua herself.
In person. Yeah. By Koyin there is a reason, because it's a site. The job of the Koyin is to clarify if it's a site or not.
No, for sure.
Barry coming to me,
yeah,
forcing me to make a shvua.
Yeah. Not just forcing it. You could ignore it.
I didn't put on tefillin.
If you
Raja, he has to force me to
stop. I don't make shvuas and I don't post shvuas.
Exactly.
So you're not forced to do it. If you told Barry that I didn't eat today and I didn't put on tefillin today, Barry said, I cannot be. Come on, it's impossible. I'm pretty sure I saw you eat a piece of cake this morning. Or I'm sure you put on tefillin. I know you're an Erev Chayit. I'm sure you put on tefillin. And no, I'm telling you no. And then Barry says to you, okay, are you willing to go make a shvua? Yes, amen. So then it's considered to be
my voluntary.
Exactly, you can go and say.
Shvua in response to the word shvua. My main response to shvua is legally a shvua.
And you're strapped for an answer about the
deal. But you're strapped for an answer. Very good. But the point is, you can go and say, Barry, I'm not going to make a shvua. You make a shvua. I'm not going to make a shvua. You don't make shvua. I also don't make shvua.
The shvua I make, as I say, is I also shvua is like a also sukkah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, so bottom line is, if the person says Amen, it's deemed to be as if he made the Shvua himself. Now, this L'choira on the surface argues with what we said before, because both in the case of Shvua's Bitoy and the case of the Shvua Shav, the Mishnah said Mipi Atzmoy, which sounds like Mipi Atzmoy, Loi Mipi Acherim. And here at the end of the Mishnah, we're saying that it works even Mipi Acherim if he answered Amen. It's the Chashvera Maisa. So we're going to discuss this a little bit more as we go into the Gemara, but Rashi already addresses this already at this point. Where does Rashi address it? The Rashi addresses it in Mipi Atzmoy. See Rashi in the middle of the Rashi's of the Mishnah. It's about 10 lines lower. What means Mipi Atzmoy? Shemoitzi hu shvu mipiv. He himself makes a shvu. I am making a shvu not to do this or not to do that or to do this or to do that. Like it says in the Pasuk. He makes a shvua. The same thing would apply. Like we just learned in the Sefer. Both the shvua's bitay and the shvua's shav. Hamushba piachirim is chayav. But says Rashi, only if he said amen. Avaloi omar amen is patur. Well, if he didn't say amen, then he didn't make a shvua at all. I'll explain to you. Keep going. Mashbiyani alecha imachalt im loyachalta. I want to mashbiya you whether you ate and you or you didn't eat or you did not eat. Thank you. The omaloi, and he makes and he goes in response. He says yes ochalti or loyachalti. Now he didn't use the word shvur, but he's responding directly to the mashbiya. The mashbiya says, I want you to make a shvur imachalta. Yeah, ochalti.
The magic word is amen. Without amen, it's not a shvur.
Exactly. Or I want you to make a shvur im loyachalta. Loyachalti. So he's responding to the first person. That would be a mashbiya mipi acherim, which has no legal validity. The only time it has validity, that's what the Mishnah says. Keitzad. He says amen. Oh, you say amen. Then that is considered to be like your own shvua. So that's how the Gemara is going to analyze it at the end. Figured since Rashi already addresses it now. So the two mipi acherims. One mipi acherim is worthless if he didn't say amen. The other mipi acherim says amen. Then it's a full fledged shvua.
Sometimes we see that the Amorayim will say Ha'avoda, and Rashi will say it's like Lashon Shvua.
Mm-hmm.
So Amen is a way to legally trigger a Shvua with all of its consequences
and ramifications.
And so too is these other words we have is Avoda.
Avoda that he's making the Shvua himself. Amen is he doesn't say a word of shvua. The other person is saying all he says is amen.
Avoda is self-initiated. Okay,
it's like a person making a bracha and he's being moitzi you.
Right.
The Baal Korei when he's laying the Megillah, he makes a mikra Megillah.
It's a main word.
It's a main word. Yeah. Well, very good. Anyway, the point is, if you say amen, then it's attributed as if you said it yourself. If you didn't say amen, it's not attributed to you. That's the words that you're talking about when he said hu avoda. That was a lashon shvua that he himself was saying. On the avoider, on the mikdash, I will not eat, or I will do this. So he didn't use the lashon shvur. He didn't use the lashon mifta. He didn't use the lashon koinim. All he said is avoider. That's also enough to establish a shvur. Okay, amish shvur. A lot of the gemara from here to the bottom we've already learned or already discussed. Amish shvur kala oina omen achas shvur kimoiti shvur mipiv dami. It's bifiv dami. It's as if he himself in the shvur. The siv amar ish amen amen. Like we have in the parish of Soita, like we said. Omar Papa Mishmei Durava, Masis Nubraisa Nami Deka. I'll bring a riot to what Shmuel just said now from a Mishnah Braisa. Now, not like you normally have that I'm going to bring one riot from a Mishnah and another riot from a Braisa, but rather there is a stira, a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and the only way to end for that stira will be with what Shmuel just told us with by saying the word Amen. As you'll see. Tikdani. We have the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah which we already looked at a minute ago. That's the first Mishnah of tomorrow's daf. Shmuel said, "Eidus nehegz ban noshem v'leib ben noshem, merechoykev v'leib bekrayim, mikshayim v'leib bemsul, vein nehegz el beruyin lahayim." Only those that are. What do you mean, only beruyin lahayim? Didn't we just go through the whole list?
Noshem and krovim are puzzling.
Exactly. So why is he saying "ein nehegz beruyin lahayim"? We already said that only men and not women, only rechoykev not krayim, only kshayim lipsul. What else are? What other category is there?
Right.
So Rashi says in the Gemara in Masechtas, Sanhedrin asks that kasha, and these words are lemutei melech. and Melech is not Roy Lahoyim, because of Melech it says, if you happen to be a guy like Trump, then you can't go and force him to testify, and he can't force others to testify, because it's a pasnish that he should even appear in a courtroom. That justices think that they can override the king. The king says. Okay, so then the Roy Lahoyim is referring to the king. And it says right in the Mishnah, again, Mar Mitzvah, of Nebezin, Shlod of Nebezin, Mipiatzmoy, Mipiatzmoy, full stop, exclamation point. Period. My current Mishnah, Mipiatzmoy. Now the Mishnah teaches. Mipiachayim and Chayavin, Achiech Behen Mebezin, Mipiachayim would not work outside of Bezin. That Mipiatzmoy is Bifne Bezin, Mishloy Bifne Bezin. If you talk Mipiachayim, it's only in Bezin. But in Bezin, Mipiachayim works. Tibreme. So remember, the piachedim works in this. But I'm a brisa. The brisa, however, says faket shvus edus ketsa. Om leedim boyu veiduni shvus sheinon yehudim lecha edus. Come into the bezin and make a shvur that you don't. You know that you know edus. Come into bezin and make a shvur that you don't know edus. Oy sheamru ein on the yehudim lecha edus. Or they said we don't know edus. And he says mashbia ani aleichem. I am now forcing you to make a shvur. I'm not forcing you, but I'm requesting you to go make a shvur that you do not know Eidus. But when they say, Amen. Bein b'fnei bezin, bein shaloi b'fnei bezin, bein b'piyatsim, bein b'piyachirim, kivin shekofru behen chayovin. As soon as they say the word Amen, they are now bound to that shvur Eidus, and therefore, if they're lying and they made that shvur, you kill them at midnight. Divra meya. So freiti mora kashen adodi. Don't we have a stira? What's a stira? Both the Mishnah and the Brites are Rameh. They both end off the Rameh. And back in the Mishnah, we said that when you're talking about Mipi Acherim, it has to be Achiyich Reben Bebezdin. Here we said that when he said Omein, Bein Mipi Atzim, Bein Mipi Acherim, it could even be Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, right? You see the line that has the Loi in parentheses.
Right.
Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Mipi Atzim, Bein Mipi Acherim. Acherim, even shaloi bebezin your chayiv, says Rameh. But in the first, in the Mishnah, it says, no. It's only mipi atzmoi, bein bebezin, shaloi bifnei bezin. But mipi acherim, it's got to be achir ben bebezin. So I have a stir Rameh and Rameh.
Obvious answer.
Elav shemamina, hadi ana amen, hadale ana amen shemamina. It's exactly like Shmuel said. If you said, like Rashi said, he said, achal to loy achal tor, meir loy meir, and he goes and says, Heyadati, or loy heyadati, he didn't use the term shvua, and he didn't use the term omein. That's in piachedim, and has to be dafka in bezdin. However, if he says omein, that works everywhere, even outside bezdin. Shmami, this is a chayre shtar karaya to shmur. Omer vina mishmei derova, masid nohachan amideka. You don't have to go and pray gastira, mita mishna, mita braisa. Look back at our mishna itself. The Katani, what does it say in Amish? Shwas beat the Hagas Banosh, it will be Nosh. Mirchoy can be cry. Big shame with Bipsil. If they bend, if they bend, if they Oh, stops with Mipiatzmai. Mipiatzmai in Mipiachedim Loi. Only Piatzmai. Uktani Sefer, look at the Sefer. Zevezeh. Zevezeh means both the case of Shwas between. And the case of the Shwas Shav. You're supposed to be asking now, Barry, it doesn't say Zevezeh. It's in the Mishnah. Achazu, the Achazu. You see? I knew you had that in mind. Good. Anyway, Uktani Sefer, Zevezeh, Mujba Piachedim, Chayiv. That if you are Mishmashbiya, right? That's what the Mishnah said. But didn't you just say it's going to be Piyatzmai, Kashan Adobi? To steer me, they obey the ratio and the Sefer. Elav Shemamina. That's why the Mishnah continued on. Keitzad. What is the case of Mushmah Piyachayim? If he answered, Amen. Shemamina, Hadiyana, Amen. Hadalay, Amen. So we have a beautiful Rai from a Mishnah. I don't have to bring a Rai. It's Tira, Mishnah, and Braisa.
And also, those are all, this is a Stam Mishnah, even though Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, but those explicitly Reb Meir, right?
Okay.
So it's a little bit not on all fours, as you would say.
Fine. But bottom line is that the Gemara, I have a Rai from our Mishnah. Freitma Lishmu, Maika Mashmalan. The Choyer, the Mishnah is plain on the surface. It says, when Piatzmoy works. And it says, which is Mashm, Piatzmoy, Piachem. And then it says at the end of the Mishnah, you say, Amen, you're also chayiv. Al Korchok, that's the pshat. So when you say, Amen, it's no longer Mipi Acherim, it's like Mipi Atzer, because you said it's the Amen, right? It's a Shemei Koine, it's as if you said it yourself. So what's the Chiddush Shmuel? He's just trying to show you that every word in the Mishnah is pinklach. It's very, very precise.
Achazu, very precise.
Yeah, very precise. And therefore, That's why when you're learning the Mishnah, understand the Mishnah, it's only when he said the word Amen. If it says Mashbiach Ani, and he said Achalti, Lo Yachalti, or no Eidus, I didn't know Eidus, to us is good, Yishloi Malvay Moir, he has to say Amen. Unless it's in the Bezdin, correct. In the Bezdin, it's a different story. Halab Shuashdaim, Halab Shuashdaim, Halab Shuashdaim, and the new parakish was Eidus, Nehagibanoshim, Yatushim, Shemaro.